ओम शांति। आज सतगुरुवार के दिन
ऑन द डे ऑफ द सतगुरु
आप सबकी याद लेके
कैरिंग एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस
मैं वतन में पहुंचे
एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
और बाबा के साथ बहुत से भाई बहने दिखाई दे रहे थे।
I saw Baba as well as many other brothers and sisters.
बाबा का ध्यान कहीं और दिखाई दे रहा था।
But it appeared as though Baba's attention was drawn somewhere else.
बाबा ने कहा।
After a few seconds, Baba said, "Come, child."
तो बाबा ने कहा, आज बाप बच्चों को क्या दिखा रहे हैं?
Look at what Baba is showing the children today.
तो दूर से क्या देखती हूँ कि इतने भगत हैं।
At a distance, I saw many, many devotees.
अपने इष्ट के लिए,
who with their pure, loving feelings, devotional feelings, were preparing for worship of their beloved deities.
भक्तों की
so Baba said, did you see this? The devotees have such pure feelings, such deep devotional feelings for their deities and they are lost in the love of that. But you children,
जिनको बाप ने खुद ही अपने दिल के तख्त पर बिठाया है,
you are the children who are see have been seated and the father's heart throne. You are the children whom the father is sustaining so lovingly. And you are the ones who have seated the father in your hearts. I then saw how Baba's heart was becoming so large, so magnified, and all the children were merged in Baba's heart. And Baba said, Vah, my fortunate children. And the children were saying, Vah, my Baba. So it was a very beautiful scene.
इतना सुंदर वातावरण म्यूजिक की तरह से था।
It was such a lovely atmosphere with gentle music playing and the words of that music, that tune was My Baba, Vah Baba.
बाप और भक्तों और बच्चों में कितना अंतर है।
There's such a difference between the devotees and Baba's children.
समय अनुसार उनकी पूर्ण
According to the time, the pure desires of the devotees do get fulfilled. But Baba's children have full right over everything that Baba bestows on them. The children have such intoxication that the father has chosen them.
Baba ko ghir lete hain aur jaise ki ek vijay mala ban jati hai.
They then surround Baba and it's as though they become a victory, a rosary of victorious jewels. Baba said, these children are my victorious jewels and they're the ones who are to transform the world.
Dekho. अभी दिवाली के प्रोग्राम से पहले ही
बिफोर द डे ऑफ दिवाली
सफाई करते हैं
पीपल ऑफ द वर्ल्ड क्लीन देयर होम्स दे सेट देयर फाइनेंशियल सिस्टम्स इन प्लेस एज वेल व्हाट डू यू चिल्ड्रन डू दिस इज योर मेमोरियल इजंट इट
बच्चों को भी क्या करना
है व्हाट डू द चिल्ड्रन हैव टू डू
तो वो लोग एक दिन के लिए
दे सेलिब्रेट दिवाली फॉर जस्ट वन डे ऑफ द ईयर But for you children, every moment is a time of happiness because at every moment the light of the soul has been ignited. So what do the children have to do? Let there be clarity internally just as they clean their homes, their living spaces during Diwali. You children have to check and settle all the accounts of your old habits. So I asked Baba, how do we do this? Everyone is engaged in that. So Baba explained, children have to pay attention to one point. No matter what happens, remain transparent. Let there be clarity, let there be everything clear internally, and then the father too will forgive the children for any mistakes and they will be able to see their future very clearly. Secondly, Baba said, the dirt of the old sanskars becomes an obstacle for the soul's progress. So in order to transform your old sanskars, stabilize yourself in your original form, stabilize yourself in that true form of the soul, and then the dirt of the old sanskars that causes problems in your effort making and becomes a form of Maya in front of your souls. So you have to remove that dirt of the old sanskars, stabilize yourself in your original form. Remember that the father has made you his. I am the father's child now. Seat yourself on the father's heart throne. And when you're seated on that heart throne, then the old sanskars, the old nature will not affect you, will not come close to you again. Thirdly, Baba said, at the present time, the devotees are searching for their beloved, their special deities. They are praying to those deities. And here, the father sees his children in their original form of being those beloved deities. And Baba has great pride in his children because these are the souls who are going to become the future emperors, the future deities of the new world. These are the souls who are going to fulfill the desires, the pure desires of the devotee souls. And these children are going to give a vision of the Supreme Being and give the true introduction of God to the world. And these are the souls who are instruments for the task of world transformation. These are the ones who have all the rights. The children are preparing for celebrations for Diwali. They are in high zeal and enthusiasm. So before the celebrations, celebrate internally so that the soul always maintains zeal and enthusiasm, the soul always stays in happiness and bring happiness in the lives of others, instill zeal and enthusiasm in others as well. Baba then made everyone stand in a circle and each one's hand was in the next one's hand. And they started dancing. It was a very beautiful scene and everyone was following the same beat. So keep the hand of good wishes for each other. Place that hand of good wishes in the next one's hand. Hold on to that hand of good wishes. Always have elevated good wishes. Spread vibrations of good wishes to all. And through those vibrations of good wishes, the atmosphere will become so beautiful in which everyone will feel or will have the realization that the Supreme Being is our true companion. And it's only from the Supreme Being that we will receive power. Baba sees that the children are making good efforts, but along with effort making, the children have to become transparent internally, always have the intoxication that the father has seated me on his heart throne. He's made me the one who has rights over the whole world. Again, I saw the scene of Baba's heart throne and that was expanding and all the children were getting merged in Baba's heart throne. And everyone's form in that scene was so beautiful. They were all decorated and rays of light were spreading out from each child, which was reaching all directions. Baba said, adopt such a form that you're able to give visions to others. Whoever comes in front of you should be able to experience light They should have special experiences through you. Let them have the aim, let them have that thought, that aim, that I want to become like these souls. Baba was giving a lot of love to everyone. I then offered the poke to Baba. After the poke, Baba immersed the children again. Baba was giving everyone drishti and said, Baba has great pride in his children. You are the children who are those who are cooperating with the Father in the task of world transformation. You are the one with all rights. And Baba showers all your children with the shower of good wishes and blessings. So it was the rays of light falling on the children from Ababa, and they were getting decorated. So always stay in your decorated form. Baba has great love for you. You are the ones who are going to give experiences to the devotee souls. So remain in that stage. You are the pride of the new world as well. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.